When it comes to the Colts, a lot of headlines were made. Anthony Richardson checking himself out of the game over the weekend because he said he was tired. He was fatigued. And so and then it led to people questioning head coach Shane Steichen as to whether or not Richardson would continue to be the starter of this team. And now we know that answer is no. Joe Flacco is going to be starting for Sunday night. Game against the Vikings. So Anthony Richardson has been benched.
Yeah, he might have subbed himself out of the starting lineup with that little move. It's just such a weird thing. I think some of it does have to do with play, though. I just don't think he's played that well, including 10 of 32. I know some people wanted to say that he played better than the stats showed, but when you don't play well and then you remove yourself from games randomly, you put your spot in jeopardy.
You brought up the numbers, right? You brought up playing, which equates to numbers and what he's done. Here's Anthony Richardson.
You know, I could play football. You know, I've been doing it my whole life. You know, I don't necessarily look at numbers. They said Vic didn't have a great, you know, completion percentage his first couple of years, you know, and he's probably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it. So I don't necessarily look at numbers. You know, I just look at each play, you know, for itself because, you know, I don't have the ability to control every single thing that happens every play. You know, I can only control what I can control, and I'm just trying to do my part out there. So if my numbers are low, man, they just low. I just got to pick them up, and I just got to play better.
I don't think that was the stat drop that he thought it was going to be.
Yeah, there's a lot of inaccuracies
and look,
in
this,
that.
This city loves Michael Vick, but I got to tell you, I think Indianapolis is looking for a little bit more out of the Anthony Richardson tenure than what the Falcons got out of Michael Vick's tenure here. I mean, there's no doubt about that to me. So I don't know, man. I guess my question goes back to, is this the right move for the Colts? They're 4-4. They're second in their division. But are you winning a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco as your quarterback? Do you believe that?
I'm not saying I don't believe that, but didn't you see what he did? He walked in and got them a win this season, right? When he checked in. But looking at what he did with the Browns, like, clearly I think he still has it. He got that team.
He was very good with the Browns. I don't know that the Colts version, Tiff, at least from what I've seen, I don't know that it's the same as the Browns version.
Well,
so we'll see.
That is fair. But I'm not counting out, you know,
flat. Be real, though. Be real about what Shane Steichen is trying to do. He's trying to show he can make the playoffs with competent quarterback play, okay? He's saying, if I got a guy that gives me everything he's got every play and is competent out there, I can get this team to the playoffs because that's what saves my job right now. Now, you might have an issue with the GM if you bench the guy that they drafted, but I imagine you had some saying that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Anthony Richardson wants to bring up Mike Vick. I think he needs to stop because Mike Vick in his second year ran for almost 1,000 yards. He ran for like 800 yards and he took the team to the playoffs. That was his first year as a starter. Took the team to the playoffs, beat Green Bay, was the first team to go into Green Bay and beat Green Bay at home. And he never took himself out of a play
after
scrambling 60 yards, and he did it like every other play. So you know Mike Vick, sir.
And that is what I just wanted to quickly point out before we go to break, is the fact if he didn't say anything, if he didn't come out and say why, if he had just said something different to his coach, do you think that he would still be starting this weekend?
I got to tell you. Tiff, I think there's a lot to that. I mean, look, a lot of quarterbacks that probably nobody will ever hear about have had the wherewithal to kind of reach down and just kind of stretch the knee out, you know, stretch the calf a little bit. Oh, I thought I caught a cramp right there. No, I'm good. I can go back in.
I'm sorry.
You know,
but
take a knee, stretch your groin out. Ah, it's some tightness right there. Oh, weird. He's not on the injury report. Yeah, he was fine. You know, just a scare. It's just. The fact that he did that, and then you circle back and you cite Michael Vick, who you're not as good as, and you know, never took you to the Super Bowl. I don't think Indianapolis Colts fans are going to like that. So we'll see.